If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Yo, guys, I wash my hands. So we've got a champion, an international world champion. Mpo will join us in studio. I think she's still on her way. Driekus du Plessis, right? Which I was so proud of when he defeated Sean Strickland to become a UFC champion.
Right.
Now, he's got a fight on Sunday against Sean Strickland, rematch, essentially. Middleweight World Championship, UFC 312 is what it's going to be called. And obviously, there's been pressers and he's been talking to the media. Now, he arrived at a media briefing wearing a Trump Loves Champions t-shirt, right?
Right.
Okay, fair enough. I don't mind. You can wear the Trump Loves t-shirts. I mean, Love Championship t-shirt, because it's a big thing in America, UFC. Mm. It's a big sport there. He makes his money there. He's got endorsements, etc. Then he went on and said this. Now, we know currently the temperature between America and South Africa, thanks to Trump's misinformed utterances about what's happening to white people in the country, expropriation of land, and the propaganda that the actual president of America, Elon Musk, has been pushing that there's been white genocide. Mm. Listen to Sean Strickland. What's this guy? Driekus du Plessis. Just listen to him.
Driekus, first of all, I'd love to get a comment on the t-shirt you chose to wear today.
Well, yeah, I mean, with, you know, there was after obviously Trump being reelected, which is absolutely incredible. I think he's an amazing, amazing president. And I've had the privilege of meeting him. And he said this, you know, when with everything going on right now and changes coming, good changes, he's holding people accountable, a lot of people, a lot of countries accountable for everything. And it's amazing to see. And obviously, being a champion, he said he wants champions in his team. So that's why, and he said it on X. Big shout out to fellow South African Elon Musk for also doing the right thing. And like you said, Trump prefers champions.
So, to me, it's not even about the t-shirt. Now, he says Trump is holding countries accountable. Then he says shout out to Elon Musk. And we know that Trump came out saying that they're going to withdraw aid and probably sever ties with South Africa because of the land expropriation bill, which he clearly misinterpreted, or he got the wrong version of it. And I feel like this is almost treasonous to support propaganda on your own country and then go out there and say you are representing South Africa, because it's the very same countries that Trump is holding accountable that he's going to be wearing the flag on his back after he wins. So I really feel like, hey man, this guy is no longer my champion. I wash my hands as a South African of Driekus du Plessis. I don't know how you guys feel. Do you still support a guy who goes out there to further perpetuate the propaganda and the mistruths or untruths about our country?
To use the charge treason or call it treasonous, I think is a bit of a reach.
Okay,
in this
true
instance. Yes, because we've got to be careful, because it will lose its effect every time somebody says something that we are not in agreement with. That we're going to say that's treasonous.
Okay, exaggeration, so fair enough.
That I wouldn't say there would be no charge. But also, when listening to him, I don't think he was in support or perpetuating the propaganda about land confiscation in this specific clip. But I think there needs to come a time where we all accept that there are people in America specifically who voted for Trump. And those people would be considered the conservatives or people who subscribe to politics of protectionism. We even have people who subscribe to politics of protectionism in South Africa that might be black. And what we mean by protectionism or protectionist politics, we're talking about us first as a country. There are people who are not for open borders and all of those things that put South Africans first. So I think in that sense, Driekus is probably a person that endorses protectionist politics of put your country first. And when he says Trump is holding other countries accountable, he means Trump is no longer willing to have other countries exploit them. Everything must be for the benefit of his country first. Whether protectionist politics has a place in the global society now, when we have become one global village, is another conversation. Because if it's me, and you're also saying it's Saul, then how will we collaborate? So I don't know if I'm a fan of protectionism politics, but I understand what he meant when he says he's holding countries accountable. But
I make that inference to say that he's probably referring to Trump saying that horrible things are happening to white people in South Africa, which aren't. We live here. It's because this is the same guy before who'd said that there are farm murders and referred to a white genocide in the country on an international platform, and I felt like that was a bit ignorant. I could let it slide, but this time I'm around, I'm like, aye man, I don't know if this guy even represents me. I don't know if this guy even wants me to support him as a South African claiming to be representing SA.
I hear exactly what Mfundo is saying. He is practicing a form of protectionism. As you say, he's already stated very clearly, Ugutiena, he is pro-protection of the Afrikaner. So when it comes to this, he will obviously be on Trump's side because Trump is conservative. Trump is not about trying to get other people into the country. So for Dricus, a Trump would be the perfect leader because if it was up to him, apartheid would still be here, in inverted commas, because that's a form of him protecting the Afrikaner culture, how everything should be happening around Afrikaners. So, yeah, he is practicing a form of protectionism.
Man, I don't know, man. Afrikaner culture is not endangered. According to me, I don't see it
according to them, it is, which is why they're having a
but that's a lie. That's propaganda.
No, we understand that. I understand what you're saying. But according to them, which is why they're creating their own university and they want to have schools that only, you know, the first language is Afrikaans. They are trying to protect themselves because they feel as though they are in danger. Hence, we have an Oranya.
Yeah, and they want their own Volkstrat. How do you call it?
Volkstrat.
Yeah, exactly. So, I got to find an Afrikaner flag, if there is such a thing as an Afrikaans flag that represents them, because
it's the old South African flag. They still have it.
So do you guys feel represented by Dricus du Plessis after, I mean, we know Trump came out and saying that horrible things are happening to white people. Then Dricus comes out wearing a Trump shirt saying Trump is holding countries accountable, the same country he claims to be representing us. Do you feel represented by him? Me personally, I wash my hands of Dricus.
Yo, Mfundo, I love you, I love you, I love you, girl. But this time around, ushayeceleni nje kakhulu nje futhi. Yabona, ungazenzi I devil's advocate. But yena nje ukanje yena himself. U-devil.
African people have been saying good they are going extinct since I was like, what, in grade 11? Which was like 2007, a long time. So they were like, we're going extinct. I just feel Uguti, they're saying that because they no longer have the power or feel that they're in power or feel like they are a majority in a power. Like, sit down.
Yeah, and I feel like it's quite simple. They're the minority, we're the majority. We are all victims of crime. We all get attacked and murdered by criminals who are just seeking to take our goods, not because of their farmers specifically. And it's like not rocket science.
A lot of these UFC fighters are big fans of Donald Trump. They pander to him. And Trump is a huge fan of the UFC and is a huge fan of some of these champions in the UFC. So a lot of these fighters just worship the ground Trump walks on. So it's just his opinion at the end of the day. I don't think he was talking or referring to anything political or anything. He's just a fan of Trump and a fan of what he achieved in terms of being re-elected. So it's just his opinion, guys. This man is a sportsman. He's an athlete. That's what he's gone there to do. And yeah, whether we support him, we don't support him, it's our opinion. It is what it is.
Na solo jo rili budidza khale ka Dricus walena uri demand na rakasimo support jo demand after winning his first championship belt he went on a world stage and advocated and lobbied for Cape Exit rina rata foster morao ha mo vele re South African demand doesn't want to be part of us why tshindi rita foster le no ntho irile maloba mo mabane ba iri makwadzi me bra demand doesn't want to be part of us. And that's why I swam, man. I don't know who he is, man. Well, death be not proud. You're a fail, Angie. One talon, a figure of speech.
Okay, let no one die, yeah. But I guess it's true when someone shows you who they are the first time, believe them.
I think the first time I went to America, I supported my Cape Independence. So, nje mina zange ngibe umuntu omfavor. Ngiyibukeli MMA, ama fights wakhe ngiyabukela, mara ngeke ngithi ngiyamfavor. Hayi uTricus inkinga abantu bakhala manje lo muntu lo since support ama Cape Independence.
There is this thing called patriotism, you know. I know we have our flaws as a country, but when it comes into defending the flag of the country, you know, we have to do it by any means, you know. You might not agree with the politics of the day, but patriotism is very, very vital.
And look, it doesn't even need to defend the country, but just don't speak things that are not true about your country. You can pander to Trump all he wants. We know he's securing the bag. That's fine, but not at the expense of your country, man. I don't know. I'm not supporting this guy personally. That's my personal stance on Sunday. All the best to Sean Strickland.
My name is the whole team. As for me, I don't have trust in those guys, especially white people. I don't. You agree with something, and hey, if you can go, yeah, hurry. Things get a halo, it benefit the end. I told you, guys, I'm not the only one. So, when I'm not sure, will. But me, look, I'm tepid. But me, but I am a representative South Africa. If you can't get a Urujigate, I know my South Africans, black South Africans, Runaka Farage, Retrocabisabanababona, I know. Report for this, report for Antropia, Runaya, and black people. But leave it to Rutuakai, born, Rutuakai. So I don't trust them. I don't trust white people at all. At all, even my manager knows that I don't trust white people. I work in an area where it's dominated by white people, but still I don't. We watch your back all the time. So with him,
who feeds you, owns you. So for him to get our sponsors, you understand, from the US, because this is the same feeder, one. Two, you must remember one thing. About Ricas, they know very well that thing is not happening. But to protect the African race, you understand? So they've got nowhere to go. That's the other thing.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.